Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
We'd like to say good evening to everyone and welcome to Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. We are live at Spanish Plaza in Mobile, Alabama, where we are having the Unity Walk 2017, sponsored by the Kingdom Covenant Connections. And I tell you what, it is an awesome event. We have a lot of people out here. And if you're in the Mobile area, you need to make your way here. Spanish Plaza, downtown Mobile, right in front of the Mobile Civic Center. And we will be here until about 2 o'clock. Broadcasting live, and before I go any further, it is time to open up with prayer.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you right now, God. We believe that you are going to move mightily on this Unity Walk today. We thank you right now, God, because you are a God of God and Lord of Lords. We bind Satan right now in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, every assignment has been canceled. Enemy, we want to let you know that we know who you are. We see you coming before you even enter in. And we know that you're what you tried to do. Well, we don't want to let you know what God will do. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive. We thank you for right now having the Unity Walk here in Mobile. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is going forth. It is not canceled. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are saving souls. God, you are delivering. You are healing the sick. You are setting them that are captive free. And right here in the Mobile, Alabama, we speak life and not death. God, we thank you for every area that you have placed your spirit, placed your body of believers. We thank you right now for we touch and agree with everyone praying and calling on your name today that your will be done in us, through us, and by us for your glory. We speak life, God. We thank you right now, God, for making this day a day of peace, a day of rest, a day of right now that we can come together in unity. God, you said where there is unity, you shall command a blessing. We thank you for your word cannot return to your void, but it got accomplished that what it set out to do. We declare it done in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful prayer. We thank God this morning, and I tell you what, and it's an awesome day to be here, to be here at Unity Walk 2017, and we're going to get some information, and we're going to talk to the Vice President of the Kingdom Covenant Connections. He's going to let us know what's going on today, the purpose of our day, about Kingdom Covenant Connections and all the great things that we're doing here in the city. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, brother. Thank you so much for having us here, for coming out with us. We are Kingdom Covenant Connections. We're a nonprofit organization that's geared to help it, just bringing unity to the community. We try to do anything that's going to bring people together, to tear down the walls of division in any way, shape, or form, whether it's religious, whether it's racial, whether it's gender-based, whatever's dividing us, man. We just try to come together and break down those walls. We're actually here today to celebrate our Unity Walk event weekend. This is our 12th year doing so. We'll be out here at Spanish Plaza Park, which is in downtown Mobile, right in front of the Civic Center, right next to the Chamber of Commerce, 401 Government Street, Mobile, Alabama. We encourage everyone to come out. We're having a fun-filled day of praise, networking. We have entertainment for the kids, a spacewalk, so face painting for the kids. We have prayer tents for anyone who is in need of prayer. We have clothing booths where we're giving away clothes to those in need. We're feeding. We have food donated from our many sponsors, too many to name, but we thank them for blessing us with food. So it's just a great day of fun-filled praise, and we invite everybody to come out. And come out and enjoy yourself. We'll be here until about 4 o'clock. And tomorrow we'll be out here with our Unity concert from 2 to 6. So come on out. Enjoy yourselves in the Lord. Let's praise God how we should, as one body in Christ.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to be out here. We're going to have a great time. And that was the Vice President there of Kingdom Covenant Connections. I tell you, we're having a great time, man. We have the Steve Steppers on the stage right now, and they're doing this stepping out here. And you know what? We're out here to serve the Lord today. We've got a lot of activities going on by our young people, and you know, you just need to make your way here. I am Reverend Roderick Williams of the Young Adults Talk Family Ministries, And I tell you, man, it's been awesome. It's been a great day so far today. They kicked it off today with a unity walk and prayer. And we would just like for you to come on out and get involved in the activities and the celebration. And you know, one of the main purposes of having a unity day is to bring people together of all generations of people, all nationalities of people to come together as one in the body of Christ. Because, you know what I'm saying, we serve one Lord. There's one Lord, one baptism. And we have to make sure that we teach that and that we preach that and we educate the people about what's going on out here in the world today and how we need to make sure that things are done decent and in order, because that's just what we need to do. And throughout this afternoon, while I'm broadcasting, we will bring different people over that's part of different organizations to speak with us and talk about their organization and tell everyone what they have going on and what they're doing and different situations involved in the community and in the city. Let's tell you a little bit about what we do here at the Young Adults Talk Family Ministries. Is that, you know, we assist families in different areas of their life where they need assistance as far as serving the needy, taking care of the homeless, feeding those that need spiritually to be spiritually fed and physically fed. And that's what the purpose of it is, because God tells us to, you know, be our brother's keeper and to love one another as he has loved us. And this world today has come into a situation where there's a lot going on in our world, and we need to bring love back involved into the equation. There's not enough love being shown and exhibited to the people today. And we all belong to God. You know what I'm saying? All of us. We all belong to God. We are all born into this world. He created all of us to be one together. And we act as though we don't want to exemplify that type of love to one another. And we have to do that. And, you know, it's something that's a must. I want to invite you to make sure that you tune in to us. We have different shows that we have been doing on the air. We're going to try to come back on the air this Monday, myself and Reverend Katrina Kennedy, where we will come back with our health show that we're trying to bring in, where we teach about our mental, physical, and spiritual health. And that's something that's very important that we have to do and that we have to exemplify to one another in love and unity. And we're going to do that. So we definitely excited about you being here today and being a part of this. And we tell you what, it's just about being together and just having a oneness. Hang on, we'll be back. We're going to get some of these, some of our different organizations over and talk to us, get them live on the radio, and let them tell you about what they do and how they help the community. So hang on. I'm Reverend Roderick Williams from Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. Hang on.
All we know is winning. 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 Cause there ain't no more losing. All we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know is all we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know is winning. Cause there ain't no more losing.
Face down to the ground. Like I'm posted on the line. Go hard as you can, that's the only thing that's on my mind. Hopeless, ride it like we're playing in the Rose Bowl. Cross the line, through the cut, only thing I see is gold. When I got drafted, I was on a 23-1. Just I switched teams, well, let's say I'm probably 4-1. He took on my sin and divided it like hole in one. Never could repay him, but I'm playing like I own one. You know
about the team. 1-1 to the 6, mix it with that full ride. Boy, we about to throw a kick. Roll up in your fitted diesel, about 126. If you know about your boy, you know there's nothing counterfeit. You know what I mean, it ain't nothing but a thing. If I never leave the bench, I still get a ring. Gotta know straight option and I never lose a game. Cause all we know is win, win, win. To the plate, say my grace and then I'm out of here. Aiming for repentance like some vengeance, ain't no doubt in here. I just wanna win, it don't matter how I get it. Submission or get pinned, yeah, I'm swinging, I'm kicking, I make war, no UFC, but I bet you seeing me yelling my battle cry. Leave it all inside the ring, get a ring and a crown. Turn, no turning, girl, fight song, play it loud. This walk of music banging the crowd, they going wild. As I get the feel, I feel the night is epic. I can feel the love, that's it. I know it's hard, accept it, yeah. Hey, this win, whenever we going in. At the end of the night, it don't matter where we win. Toast it on the block, worldwide like move your pivot. Travel overseas, you still run, that's Olympic. Bring it back, no penalty, so it's first and 10. There's ain't no doubt in here. All we do is win.
All right. Welcome back. That was Tadashi, and all we know is winning. You know, when we got Jesus in our life, we got the victory already anyway. So we definitely are already winners. How you doing? Reverend Roderick Williams broadcasting live Spanish Plaza, Mobile, Alabama, for Unity Walk 2017. You know, one of the most important things that we need to throw out there right now is that we definitely are praying for families that were victims of Hurricane Harvey. Also, we definitely are praying for people that are in the midst of the storm right now for Hurricane Irma that is out there churning away right now. So we definitely have to keep people lifted up in prayer. And the scripture tell us to pray without ceasing. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. So please keep praying and keep prayers going up. We have another organization that just walked up. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing good. What's your name?
My name is Shondretta Patterson.
What's your organization?
We just started a ministry, and the name of it is Divine Deliverance.
Divine Deliverance. So why don't you spend a little time and tell us all about Divine Deliverance and what you do and your purpose and your mission.
Okay, well, Divine Deliverance, basically our mission and purpose is to serve God first and foremost, and then to reach out to those that feel unworthy, feel like they have been pushed away and led astray. And we just want everybody to know that God is able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and never let a person destroy what they have in their heart, because in their heart should be God.
That's good. So you say that y'all just started?
Yes, sir. I'm a pastoral candidate, and then we have an evangelist, so I'm in the walks in the realm of becoming a pastor. So I'm in the beginning stage.
Well, amen. All right. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah. See, I, Yeah. It's, she had to think about that. And I got an answer out of it, too. Most women don't even want to tell you their age. They just look at you like, did you ask me that? So I want to, I guess, in becoming a pastor, there's a lot of work that needs to be done out here. And so I guess I want to ask you, what is it that you can tell the people out here listening right now that are going through some things? What is it that you would like to share with them from your heart so that maybe can motivate and inspire them to keep going?
Well, the first thing that I like to share with everybody is that God is able to deliver us from anything that we've been going through. I started with becoming a pastor 2 weeks ago. And becoming a pastor, I took it upon myself to start doing a Daniel fast, in which I started the Daniel fast last week. And a lot of people was like, well, you too skinny to do a Daniel fast. Well, what do my size matter with doing a Daniel fast? Because the ultimate thing with doing a fast is to get closer and get an understanding of God's word. So my thing is, what I hunger for in the beginning, which was food and other things, now I'm hungering more for God. So anytime that you're coming into God, you know, you're asking God to deliver you from all your sins and all your afflictions. So I tell anybody today that whatever you're going through, God can deliver you from whatever that you've been holding on to. But first and foremost, you got to ask God to cleanse your heart. Before you move on to anything in God, you got to ask God to cleanse my heart and cleanse my mind. Because in order to follow him and to follow his word, your heart got to be clear. So that has been my biggest thing that I've been talking to God, to let God use me to the way that he want me to use him. Reach out to the people that he want me, not who I want to, which is Chandretta, the ones that God want me to reach out to. Because, you know, the unsaved is the ones that God wants to come in. The perfect people, you perfect. So it's nothing that he can say to you because you know everything. But those that are confused and lost in sin and doubt, those are the people that God wants to come in. So if anybody is having any type of doubt, God is here. He's able to do all things that is possible.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, sister. God bless you. God bless you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you. That's awesome. And that's something because she says that, you know, Jesus came and he said that he came to serve. He didn't come to be served. And we are truly grateful for the work that the Lord did when he walked on this earth. You know, Jesus actually did his ministry for like 3 years. You know, he started when he was 30 and they crucified him by 33. So, you know, he was powerful in his work. So we are definitely grateful to be following in the footsteps of the Lord to become Christ-like every day. That's an awesome work, and that's an awesome task to be upon. So, you know, we look forward to that, and we look forward to the great things that God is doing and the things that he is doing in the earthly realm for his people right now. So we're definitely excited about that. And, you know, We're going to bring up our next person right now, Sister Queenie. We're going to put her live on the radio right now and let her introduce herself and her organization and tell you their purpose, their mission, their goals, and what they're doing in the community, all the great things that they're doing. Good afternoon, Sister. How you doing?
Blessed are the Lord, my brother. How you doing, Reverend Ross?
Amen, amen. Yeah, we're going to put you on the radio today. So why don't you take this microphone and you tell everybody all about who you are, your organization, what y'all are doing, and the great works that you're doing in the community.
Well, praise the Lord, child. I'm really a behind-the-scenes worker, but God has charged me to be a director of an organization called Loving Thy Neighbor as You Love Yourself, Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And our mission and our assignment is to go into the communities of the city of Mobile and surrounding areas, the dark places. Dark places are like the projects, the drug-infested areas, most places that you don't see churches or organizations setting up. And what we do, we just bring praise and worship. We shed light through our praise and worship, through exhorting God in the atmosphere of those communities. today we out here bringing praise and worship through the minds of Mobile and surrounding areas coming together. We doing a drive for Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, for the residents in Florida, Texas, and all that. So we just playing a part in the kingdom doing God's work. I'm just a servant. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Queenie. We love you much.
Love you too.
We are excited about what you're doing in the community and all the work that you're doing, because I know the listeners now know. So we are excited about that, and we look forward to all the great work that you have coming up in the future. All right? God bless you. Love you much. All right. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. We're excited about the different organizations that are present this afternoon. And you can't be running from this microphone. So we are excited about what's going on, and we got our next organization here to representative this afternoon. Good afternoon, sis. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Magnolia. The Magnolia Ensemble. I want you to introduce yourself to everybody, tell everybody about your organization and these children that you're taking care of and the great things that they're doing.
Well, my name is Ladera Bell, and I am the band director over the Magnolia Breeze Youth Ensemble. We've been together going on 5 years. Our youth ensemble is a marching band. We're organized with kids just from all walks of life. We got talented and young kids that just come out. They work hard. They practice. They become more like sisters and brothers. We do have some children in the band with disabilities, and we try to encourage them to and let them know that, hey, you guys can do the same thing that, you know, typical individuals can do. There's no stopping you. Whatever you have in your heart, and you just know that God has given you a talent, you get out there and you use it, and you show the world, you know, to the best of your ability. But we've got kids that start out in elementary school, kindergarten, all the way through high school. A lot of our kids are marching with our local high schools that have gone on to the next level, and soon I hope that they'll be going off to college and applying and using their talents to give back and you know, not to sound so cliche, but to help change the world, and they really, really can.
Thank you very much. I tell you, I can definitely testify to that band right there. I didn't have them live in the radio studio, so they do a lot of great work. Thank you very much. We're excited about what you're doing with those children, and keep up the good work.
I will.
Keep up the good work.
Whenever y'all need us. We'll
yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you, and love you now.
Love you guys.
So we are broadcasting live, like I told you. We're at Spanish Plaza, downtown Mobile. Come on out if you're in the Mobile area. We have a lot of visiting friends from Florida that came in, getting away from Hurricane Irma. We're going to interview some organizations in a few minutes, but we're broadcasting live. We're downtown Mobile, right here in Mobile, downtown Spanish Plaza, with the Young Adults Talk as we break chains.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Come on, worship. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in.
It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Call in and join the conversation.
Call us.
858-357-9137.
Or log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Breaking Chains with Young Adults. Chocolate broadcasting live at Unity Walk 2017. Downtown Mobile is Spanish Plaza. You need to make your way on down here. We're having a great time in the Lord. I tell you, it's the 12th annual Unity Walk, and it's all about forgiveness. You know what? It's something about that word forgiveness. We don't want to forgive people these days. We want to hold grudges. We want to be mad, and then you want to talk about you going to heaven. I don't know what heaven you're going to be in with no forgiveness in your heart, but you won't be in the one I'm going to be in where the king resides. I missed you with that one, didn't I, when I said that. I think that one went over your head. The King of the Lord, the Lord of Lord, the King of Kings. So now we got two people here that I got standing. You stay here. I'm going to interview Mr. Greg Cyprian right now. And Mr. Woo! Cyprian is a powerful man in the city of Mobile. He is one of the reasons why we are here today and able to come into the park and do some activities here and take care of the people. But also, Mr. Cyprian is going to tell us about some other great things that he's doing in the city and going to introduce it. Boy, I get an exclusive today. We're going to do that. Good afternoon, Mr. Cyprian.
Good afternoon, my friend. It's always good to see you.
Man.
Long time.
Long time. Long time, friend. So how you been, sir?
I've been blessed, man. You know, the Lord continues to bless me. He continues to put good people in my way. And, you know, we're all about his mission.
Okay. So you're saying that you got a lot of things going on. So why don't you take the time to explain to everybody what you do and what you got coming up and what's going on and how they can get involved.
Okay, well, you know, the bill payer is my job with the city of Mobile. I'm the city of Mobile's special events coordinator. I'm one of four, and we put all kind of shows on around the city. You know, we do all the fireworks shows, Fred Richardson's Moon Pie event, all of those kind of things. But the Lord blessed me with the vision to create Legacy 166, which is a nonprofit, and our mission is to reduce the effects of intergenerational poverty through arts, culture, education, and community collaboration. One of the things that we'll be doing, brand new, that we're just introducing on your show, is the citywide band program. It's a music program where kids can come out at no cost, and we get them involved with music. We're working with kids 4th and 5th grade, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And it's part of an initiative we call GAP, Graduation Through Arts Participation. The kids come out. They, you know, we teach them how to play. We have all of the instruments, you know, so whatever they want to play, they get an opportunity to play it. And hopefully, the hope is that they'll be able to go to high school and be able to join those music programs, because what a lot of people don't know or understand is that every college in this country, particularly HBCUs, are looking to give scholarships to kids that play music. So you get your kids involved in music, make sure they stay on it, and this is a way for those kids to be able to go to college and the parents won't have to pay a dime.
Wow. Wow. That's good, man. So you say anybody can get involved in this program, any of these younger people?
Anybody. You know, we're targeting 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, trying to get them ready, because most kids, most musicians will tell you they started playing around the 4th grade. So we've gotten a few collaborations with some of the high schools. We're continuing to work with high school band teachers, and hopefully we get some of those involved with the program, so that these kids will have a mentor from the time they're in 4th grade and something to shoot for once they get to high school.
Wow. That is an awesome program. And it kicks off October 4th.
No, the third weekend in October, that third Saturday, we'll get started.
That is awesome, Mr. Cyprian. And that's something to get excited about, because we have a lot of young people that are into music and can't really get into it.
Absolutely, and all you got to do is stand around for some of the Mardi Gras parades, some of the football games, and everybody's asking the same question. Well, why is the band so small? Well, the band is small because 3 or 4 years ago, the Mobile County Public School System removed some of the band teachers from some of the middle schools. So that was lost. Now we're seeing the effects. Now, to the school system's credit, they have brought those teachers back into the school system, which is good. But, you know, it's not at all of the schools yet. It's not at all of the middle schools. So we want to make sure that you can get involved with music, even if you don't go to Old Shell Road or Dunbar. There's other schools that we're in their schools doing this, but the citywide program is an opportunity for any kid to come, no matter what their economic background is, so that they can participate. We will have instruments for those kids.
Wow. Man, what was that stuff when I was growing up?
I know.
might know how to play an instrument today if I was in that.
Well, I can play one, but my mother certainly would have enjoyed it because that instrument, that money came out of her pocket. And so she was like, oh, you gonna play this horn.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Silverman, we're excited about that. We're glad to hear that, man. And I know that you are doing a lot of work in the community because we go way back.
Yes.
And, you know, we look forward to the great things that you're doing with the city, but also the great things that's coming up with Legacy 166.
I appreciate that, man. You know, we also have a literacy program. We're going around, and you remember Ray Ray.
Yeah.
We started a program this fall called the Ray Russell Readers, Rolling Readers Program. So we're going to elementary schools all over the city, and we're reading to the kids and we're giving them books. Because as you remember, Ray Ray used to get out there and get to those kids. The only man that I know that changed a birthday song to all of the kids, wherever you went, you know, you read us saying happy birthday to you. Those kids were singing Ray Ray's song.
Ray Ray's song.
Yes,
right.
They were.
That's right.
Well, we look forward to that, man, and whatever that we can do to help you to spread the good news about what you're doing with Legacy 166 and with the city. We're going to be here for you, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm going to get you that information because, and let me give people some information.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook at Legacy 166. The phone numbers are there, all that information. But I'm going to make sure that you get it as well so that, you know, if people don't remember, they can call you and find out how to get in touch with us. But we're going to be over at what used to be the Woodcock Elementary School. And we're going to be there on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. And we're going to go from 10 to 12. So 2 hours every Saturday where those kids get an opportunity to play. We're going to make sure that our kids stay in school and they get to college if that's what they want to do.
That's good.
Well, we're excited about that, man. That's awesome. And we thank you for coming over and talking with us. And we look forward to talking to you some more.
Always good to see you, my
friend. Same here, Mr. Cyprian. Craig Cyprian, ladies and gentlemen. We go way back. So we're broadcasting live with Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk right here, Spanish Plaza, downtown Mobile. You need to make your way down here and come and see us and come talk to us and come hang out with us and, you know, so we can fellowship together in the 12th Annual Unity Walk right here in downtown Mobile. So come and get involved and hang out with us and have a good time. So now we're gonna bring up our next organization, OCD, One Common Denominator. We're gonna let her introduce herself. We're gonna let her tell you about her organization, about what she does, and let her tell you everything about the organization. Good afternoon, ma'am. How you doing?
Yes, I'm blessed. Hi, my name is Beverly Thomas. And my organization is called OCD. OCD stands for One Common Denominator. And One Common Denominator is God, who we all have together. I'm dealing with the kids in Maysville area at Rickleby Park with Mrs. Jackie. We're teaming up and we're tutoring them, teaching them artwork. We plan on doing our own football team next year. And God gave me this vision about 2 years ago. I'm a cancer survivor. In 2010, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Cancer wrapped around my aortic vein, inoperable. And it eventually spread it to my lungs. And then I was laying in a hospital bed. Couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't breathe. Hadn't eaten in over 6 months. And I laid up there. I thought I was going to die. And I asked God to breathe for me because I couldn't breathe. Ventilated breathing 100% for me. And I started praying. 23rd Psalm and our Father's Prayer. I repeated over and over. And eventually God breathed breath in my body. And I started walking again. I started talking again. And I went to the doctor. The cancer was gone. And I just realized how good God was to me. And I asked God, what can I do? Because you've been so good to me. And he put me back in the same position where I grew up at, doing it, helping the same kids that was in my same predicament, you know. And that's what I do. That's what I do. I help the kids in Maysville. and all over, any ages. We're getting ready for Christmas. We want to do a Christmas drive. Last year, we was able to donate toys to over 60 kids. You know, kids that need, I mean, even used things. When we handed them used things, the tears and the joy that was in their eyes, I appreciate it. It made me feel so good, you know, because I can't do it. I couldn't do it without God. And I appreciate everything God is doing in my life to make me a giver, not a taker. We need more givers in this world. And I thank you.
Thank you very much, sister. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Work hard, because you do. We are broadcasting live, Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talking Unity Walk 2017. And lo and behold, we finally was able to catch up with the head lady in charge, the boss lady of all of this right here, Miss Carrie Coates. She's going to tell you everything about Kingdom Covenant Connections. She's going to tell you about Unity Walk. She's going to tell you about everything that they do year round. This is just one day, 3 days actually of events, but they work every day. So good afternoon, Ms. Coates. God bless you. It's good to have you here. We love you so much. We love you so much. Here you go. This is your mic.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. God bless everybody. This event is just about getting everyone to lay down their differences and just come together and show the love of Christ, not forgetting where God bought you from. If we don't forget where he bought us from, out of the ditches, out of the trenches, wherever we were. Hey, I was in the club. I don't know where y'all was, huh? Yeah. Hey, I opened the club up and closed it down. You hear me? I don't know where he bought y'all from. But I just thank him that he thought enough of me to bring me out of it into his presence and just extend his love, his mercy, his grace, and forgiveness. But we are here today enjoying different races, different denominations. It's not about a denomination, but it's all about him. Amen. Can you help me say amen out there? I know you can. But we want to thank Reverend Hot Rod for all his good work and service out here. You know, as we say, we don't compete, we complete each other. Amen. And we're going to always be the bigger. I tell you, he's showing me how to be the bigger person and just let it go. Just let it go. Because I tell you, he knew I was ready to get the truck and run over some people out here. But he showed me. I said, okay, because of my brother. I was saying, hey, they started hiding the keys for the Penske truck out here. They said, no, please don't give them to her. Yeah, I was coming across, ran his size apart in this Penske truck. And I saw my brother. He said, no. And I just saw him walking around in the area praying. I said, okay, Lord, thank you. But we just thank everyone and for joining us out. If you're anywhere in the area, I don't know, hey, come out here. We're still going strong. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready for the full course meal. The grills are fired up over there. So come on out here and join us. People are taking showers back there. The shoes are going out. The clothes are going out. And we are already getting ready for tomorrow. And I just want to thank you, my brother, for coming home. We needed you to come home to help bridge the gap, huh? To pull the covers off some things. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Even though we had to go before you and pave some, you know, take up some of this concrete. But now that you're here, we appreciate you. From the bottom of our heart, we do. And God bless you. And anything we can do for you, we're there. Promise you. Okay, you keep on doing what you're doing. You are making a difference. You are making a difference. Amen. Thank you.
Love you more.
Miss Carrie Coates, she is the leader, president, CEO, founder, Kingdom Covenant Connections. And wow, she's an awesome woman of God. And I need to make an announcement, let you know what we have going on also with the Young Adults Talk family. We are doing a lot of things in the community as well. But right now, we are taking up donations. for the victims affected by Hurricane Harvey, but also we will be collecting for her the victims of Hurricane Irma, which is out in the Atlantic right now, causing damage all over the place, I tell you. Your deadline, we said a deadline was September 18th, but we will extend that until we find out what is going on with this current storm and the situation that is going on right now. If you want to make some donations to us, you can give us a call at area code 678-656-9981, area code 678-656-9981. All items are welcome, non-perishables, clothing, water. If you want to make a monetary donation, just give that number a call, 678-656-9981. No matter what city you're in, you can still reach out to us. We're helping. We know people are helping all across the world, all across this country, and we're excited about that and what they're doing. So we want to make sure that people are able to get involved and do the things that need to be done out here in this community. And we are definitely truly excited about it. So let's make sure that we are praying for these families and, you know, getting them the things that they need, because they are definitely in need of some things. So you're listening to Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk right here on YAT Radio. Good afternoon to you.
It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Call in and join the conversation.
Call us.
858-357-9137.
Or log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT.
Gotta pat your own self on the back.
Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia, 30036.
You just gotta know.
You ever feel like life just coming at you a million miles an hour?
Like an elevator, a lot of ups and downs. People pushing your buttons and getting jerked around. I used to lurk around town trying to work around, working so that I could hit the ground with the perfect sound. Even perfect sound sounds like work when you spend your time flirting with the crown and the purse. I was bound for berserk with a layover and crazy. A lazy Jay-Z hoping Rockefellers paid me. Or rocking ladies would cop me a Mercedes. But that whole dream was an 80s baby. Missed that shot like a cop that's crooked. TV goes off, third eye still looking. Mom's still cooking, I can always go home even though I'm 5 years past grown. Here I go again, I'm still chasing the wind, I can't win. When it gets hot, it boils down to sin. If heaven ain't a gift, then I ain't getting in. Man.
I can't even find no words for the way I feel, so I paint a picture. I paint a picture. I've been going down this road.
Guitar play, wonder if they could. What would stars say? Or Venus and Mars say? All say that we want it our way. Stars so desperate to shine, they go on living the hard way. The intellect to travel to Mars is so blind. We worship Venus, but she don't even know who we are. And she never cared why, cause she wasn't there when I was trying to drown my sorrows in a pool of despair. I ain't perfect, sometimes I feel worthless. Worthless than that is the image that I done purchased. Man, from the shades to the shirt to the shoes, just another fool trying to cover he's confused. That ain't cool. Sometimes I hate the man in the mirror, cause I know he's a liar and a cheater and a killer. People say they love him, but they love what he can give him. But deep inside, he knows that there's a reason for him living.
I can't even find no words for the way I feel, so I paint a picture. I paint a picture.
Suggestions? Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia, 30036.
All right, welcome back to Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. We at Unity Walk 2017, and we're going to sign off in a second, and we're going to go get involved in the activities and the festivities ourselves. We ain't here to work all day. But we're here to serve the Lord all day, so we're having a great time. And what to say, preacher? I tell you, man, we having a great time out here. People staring at us like, what are they doing over here? So we just going to leave that alone. I don't know what's going on with that situation right there. You know, once we say bye-bye, we bye-bye. So I'm going to let my Young Adults Talk family say hello and good afternoon to everybody. You know, we're going to get out of here. So we're going to start to my left. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Patrick Ride. I'm here with Young Adults Talk. We're just out enjoying ourselves this evening.
My name is Anika Riley. We're here at the Unity Walk, a wonderful and a beautiful day that God has made for us to glorify Him.
My name is Lakeisha Smith. I'm at the Young Adults Unity Talk Walk, having a great time out with the young people today. Thank everybody here for having me.
Everybody loves a pair of glasses. Can y'all hear me? In the back.
Hi, my name is Amy Walton. I'm here with Young Adults Talk Family Ministry. Young Adults Talk Family Ministry. We're here at the 12th Annual Unity Walk Forgiveness. We're having a great time. There's a lot of people out here just enjoying the festivities.
Hi, my name is Jillian Nelson, out here enjoying the Unity Walk here in Mobile, Alabama. If you're out, come out and join us. And God bless.
Hi, my name is Joseph Brooks, and I'm out here recommending Breaking Chains to Young Adults Talk. It's a blessing to be here today, and one day I hope you can be a blessing to you.
Just introduce yourself and say hi. I'm LaDasia.
Awesome.
Young Adults Talk. Great job, Phyllis.
Hi, I'm LaDasia Brown, and we're out here having a good time.
Hey, TJ, you talking?
Nah,
he did. No, no, no. Hey, we having a great time. We're going to get ready to get out of here, man. I tell you, it's been awesome. Continue to pray for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Make sure that you're praying for the people that are involved or affected by Hurricane Irma, and keep praying and make sure that people are protected and covered in the blood of Jesus. And those that are out there listening, if you are not a member of a God-fearing Bible-teaching church, I suggest that you get there fast. We don't know the day nor the hour of His return, and we want you to definitely be prepared for when He comes. And we're having a great time, the Lord, I tell you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Lord, we just thank you right now for all that you're doing, oh, Lord, all that you have done, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you continue to bless the families right now, Father God. Bless your people right now, oh, Lord. Bless us indeed. Cover us right now, oh, Lord, as we come give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and thanking you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Have yourself a blessed one. And I tell you what, it's been nice. We going to enjoy the festivities. And God be with you.
It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Call in and join the conversation.
Call us.
858-357-9137 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
You know, in intervention, they tell you that you're hurting somebody who loves you. And divine intervention is no different. Yeah, the moment is now.
Here is my moment, here is my lifetime. All that I have found will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all.
Yeah, created days, weeks, summer, spring, winter, fall. Yet became weak so you could free us from the fall. You hold the earth in your palm with your great power. You always had a time, the way you transcend hours. Wind in the waves, an army is drowned. But you walk on top of them both, they humbly bow. Before I work, I need a couple tools. You spoke the earth into existence, no auto
auto-tune, more than auto-tune, more than minor key. Cause I've been missing all the notes in the minor key, and the major ones, and the key to life. Coming to the end of it and embracing Christ.
My lifetime, all that I have, I will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all. Everything that this heart longs for, other than you, I will let die, take all that I am, cause nothing really matters right now. Listen, mama,
I holler empty me, so hollow be my name. Your soul immense for condescending dwell inside my brain, and you restrain the waves and tame fierce lions. I mean fierce liars, crush empires. We all hanging by a thread, cutting at the wires. Ignorance and all the sin lead to hellfire. And when I yell fire, it's gonna be false alarm. They don't smell the smoke, and they don't sense the harm. It's something worse than the black plague coming, and nothing under the sun to save us from it. No hope but divine intervention, and Christ saves victims who are dying from addiction.
Here is my lifetime, all that I have, I will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all. Everything that this heart longs for, other than you, I will let die, take all that I am, cause nothing really matters right now.
They say in God we trust, but what's the biggest sinning? That we don't trust in him or trust in stuff on which it's written. Cause we all dying, and we all trying to stay alive, but the truth, we ain't all blind. Those of us who buy, will never buy the wrong. We gon' live free forever in the Savior's arms. It's needles and ours, full of life's drugs. Lust, pride, hate, death running through our blood. Need a blood donor, need a transfusion. He's overhanging on the cross for your substitution. So in conclusion, only one solution. Trust divine intervention as your resolution.
Here is my moment, here is my lifetime. All that I have, I will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all. Everything that this heart longs for, other than you, I will let die, take all that I am, cause nothing really matters right now. This is my moment.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.